This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day, then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shampoo and a spooky Halloween-inspired spooky. Bad Choice Friday featuring DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
He's on when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe on my street.
Spooky. I'm CJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince taking on Michael Jackson. A little Bad Choice Friday. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Get there and vote. One of those two tunes coming up here in minutes after we drink a toast with the shot of the day. Now time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And from our question, it could have been me, but I once knew someone who had blank in their possession. Guys, I went to Supercross at the Kingdome back in the day. I stole a 4x8 KISW banner hanging on the railing over the tunnel. Hit it one of the pillars along the ramps. Took it home after the show and hung it on the boat at Seafair one year. Talk about a party. That was back in the FM 100 days.
I want to say at our first or second Red Festival, our promotions department was very excited because they got two, like, 30 by 10 foot banners or something like this, right? They strung them up, and as the thing is coming to a close, it's probably, what, 1,200 people crowded in one area, and we look up at this ramp, and I remember our promotions director at the time, he's just shaking his head, arms folded, and he said, I'm just going to let them. So what are you talking about? He points up, there's like four dudes, and they snatched this big-ass Men's Room Red banner. We're like, take it! I think it was $400 a pop.
Hell of a big tent. Guys, I once had an Olympic torch in my possession. In 1988, the Winter Olympics were in Calgary. They held a contest where kids wrote in essays on why they would be a good candidate to carry the torch while it traveled through their town on its way across Canada. I was an American living in Canada, so I wrote about how welcoming Canada was, blah, 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 blah. Well, I ended up carrying the torch in Chase, British Columbia, about 30 miles east of Kamloops. My kids don't believe me because I have no proof, but I did it 100%. I remember being unimpressed by the craftsmanship of the torch when I held it. I guess I thought it was going to be like a relic from Greece or something, but it was just a wooden-handled tiki torch-looking thing. I gave it back when I was done, as I did not want an international incident. That from Jeremy in Arlington. Guys, my dad died in 2015, but one of his last stories from his life that he told me about 2 weeks before his death was that the .45 pistol he had when I was a kid was actually from the mafia. Story goes, my dad was working at a mechanic shop in Daytona Beach in the early 1950s, and while cleaning out a car, he accidentally ripped the upholstery on the back of the seat, only to find it was packed full of cash. The guy who owned the car noticed the upholstery was ripped and figured my dad had seen what was in it. His offer to my dad, do this one job for me and we'll pretend this never happened. Not something you can really refuse. The job was this. Drive this other guy by boat to Cuba from Miami in the middle of the night, pick up a package and drive it to another dude back in Miami. My dad never asked what was in the package, but the guy he was driving gave him bad vibes immediately. They made it to Cuba, grabbed whatever was in it, and headed back. On the way back, my dad had a feeling that the other part of this deal was he would likely get dumped in the ocean along the way. So when he had his chance, he grabbed the gun from the other guy, and my dad held the guy at gunpoint all the way back to Miami. When he got there, the first guy that, quote, had hired my dad was surprised to see him. My dad handed the guy the package, got in his car, and drove without stopping back to his mom's house in Boston. Never even got the stuff out of his apartment or even told his job he was quitting. He still had the gun when I was a kid, though it disappeared sometime when I was a teen. And by the way, my dad was not at all someone to exaggerate or lie. And this was the one story he never shared with me until much later in life. So I'm inclined to believe it was true. Crazy as hell from a guy that lived an amazing life, even without that story. Keep it classy, fellas. As we move on to the birthday emails, Ola Bicholas, I want to wish my ex, Roland, a happy birthday. Although his birthday is tomorrow, and we're not together now. Oh, you know what? Sled puppy, not only do we don't do birthdays on the birthday, and it's the next boyfriend he still care about, we can't do it.
That's great. Yeah, but his birthday's tomorrow.
What's her name?
Her name is Sled Puppy.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a keeper.
Because someone emailed in the other day, and I said, hey, what are you guys going to do? You're going to have a big birthday party for Mike, since Mike's never had a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And I let him know that Mike's birthday's on a Sunday.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Yeah, so, I mean,
maybe next year.
I'm not even going to wish you a happy birthday on Monday. I might say, how was your birthday?
Sure.
You know, did you have fun? But I won't say, happy birthday, Mike.
I'd expect no less, Miles. I know the rules.
Exactly.
Check. It's Slut Puppy. Never forget. The best way to get over is to get under.
Her name's Slut Puppy. I bet you she knows.
I think she does.
It's heartfelt. I was like, oh, they used to have a lot of fun.
Hey, just because she's a slut puppy doesn't mean she has a heart.
That's right.
But if you go by Slut Puppy, I think she knows your theory.
Well, sometimes sluts are just your slut.
Yeah, but she's a slut puppy.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot different. Ola Bicholas, I want to wish my amazing stepson, Devin, pronounce little dog a very special happy 10th birthday. I love him so much, and he loves listening to the Men's Room with me every day. If I could get Captain Crunch talking about Fortnite, followed by Coach Ted telling him what he needs to know about turning 10. Thanks for all the laughs, guys. That from the big dog.
10 years old. Well, normally law enforcement requires that I don't interact with anyone under the age of 21 outside of the countries of Thailand and South Guinea. But here we are. Today I'll violate the terms of my probation. You want to play Fortnite? Well, look, I don't know if you're playing Save the World, Battle Royale, or Creative, but I'll let you in on a hint. If you see anyone in the Blaze skin, the Midas skin, or the Raven skin, know that it's Snap, Crackle, and Pop. And they're very competitive. Crunch Bears.
10 years old, lot going on, double digits. Speaking of doubles, your dad probably hasn't told you. It's the big dog, right?
Yeah, the big dog.
Dog. Yeah,
big dog, I got you covered. What's the son's name?
Son's name is Devin.
All right,
that's
Devin.
Little dog.
Your little dog. Devin, you're 10 years old. Look at your dad and say, Dad, I can't believe you're taking me to Twin Peaks.
Oh.
Enjoy that burger, sons.
Your dad is that's great. Awesome. That is a nice, nice dad, man.
Ola Bicholas, I want to wish my son Ryan a happy 13th birthday. He's a teenager. He loves playing soccer and BMX. He just started listening to the show. Can I get a pep talk from Coach Ted on being 13? Thanks, guys, and rock on that from Mom, Dad, and Audrey.
13, all right. So what's that make you? 8th grade? 1 year out of high school?
Somewhere around
there.
Yeah,
about close to
all right. BMXing, huh? Well, I tell you, I got to be an old man here. Just make sure you wear your pads. Other than that, man, get that trick down. You're 13, dude. You're going to be in high school soon, right? If you tell chicks or girls that you ride BMX, you got to have those tricks down. They're going to expect that. Then maybe you get to hold a hand.
Not only that, but now's the age where you can break a bone doing that stuff. You know what I mean? You can go for it. When you get older, you're like, I'm not doing that. I'll hurt myself.
Well, it takes longer to recover when you're older. Look, here's the thing. It's your parents' insurance. So even if the prices go up because you broke a few bones, that's their problem.
Make sure your parents are able to drive you to the emergency room.
They love that.
And you know what? Tell your dad you want to go to Twin Peaks as well.
Damn right.
Uh-huh. Liquor and horse, gentlemen.
You know what? Coach wants to go to Twin Peaks.
I want to give a birthday shout-out to my husband, Matt, celebrating his 31st trip around the sun today. Please give him a Pat Sajak, a fish sandwich dealer's choice, and you guys talking all over each other about your steak preferences. From the world's best wife, Renee.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
I used to get them well.
Bicholas, Fart Man, a.k.a. Jeff, emailing in from the original Rump Lady. for her birthday. That would be Holly. It's our 33rd trip around the sun, which I've been glad to be a part of the last 4 years. We will be there in the front row for Live Day.
All right.
And are super excited to see what you guys have planned. Can we please get an original barbershop quartet fish sandwich, turtles making sexy noises, and the dirty Germans talking about that sweet, sweet rump of hers? Thanks again, guys. That for Mr. Farts,
can
a.k.a.
I
Jeff.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I get a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Yeah, he wants us to talk about that rump of yours, he says. That plump rump where you take a dump. Just for you, tonight I'm going to dress as Rumple Foreskin.
It's yours, you know. So maybe when we see you in person, we'll play a little bit of some rump song. Rump Shaker.
Yeah. If she's going to sit up front, I'm going to pose as your chair.
Rex and effects?
Yeah. Good call, Miles. Look at you coming out.
Yeah, look out.
Gotta have somebody playing saxophone in the ocean.
Michelle, today marks the first day of my 36th trip around the big ball in the sky. Love your show. Listen every day until I lose a signal on my way home to the mountain north of Spokane. But since no one else I know listens to you guys, up to me to send in the birthday. I've been a carpenter for 6 years. So can I get the dirty Germans talking about Finnish carpentry? Thanks, guys. That's from Tom in Spokane.
Yeah, the Finnish carpentry simply means that you have done everything you can do as you would, which includes nailing it, screwing it, and waxing it.
You know, sometimes I like to please the setup or what I'm building, but at the end of the day, it's all about the finished carpeting.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, there's no such thing as a drywall when I am done.
There's only one carpenter I know who isn't.
Guys, my son Anthony wanted to wish his dad a very happy birthday. Please do the dirty Germans, the penis being small, and a huge thank you for all his hard work, if possible. Thanks, guys, and have a happy Friday. That from Jessica.
Yeah, obviously you're quite a wonderful father. I just cannot believe that you've named your penis Work.
Yeah, well, sometimes you have to put in work. It's just a job done.
Yeah, but then all that hard work.
Hello, guys. Birthday shout out to my wife, Jo Lynn. It's her 41st trip around the sun. She's a school lunch lady in Tacoma. How about your penis is too small, some turtle wax, and the dirty Germans talking about how I'm going to serve her some meat tonight. That from her loving husband, John.
Yeah, you're a lunch lady, so when you get home tonight, you take off your hairnet, wipe the scowl off your face, and you won't be the lunch lady, you'll be the munch lady.
Yeah, so maybe still be at some munching house. Yeah, he's going to take you to lunch lady land, pleasure land.
Yeah, he's going to serve his tarts.
Yeah, he'll be down there, mamwiching stuff.
Jesus.
He's going to get your jaws very sloppy.
Yeah, he's going to put some gravy on your biscuit.
Yeah, he's going to tater your tart.
That's not a bad one.
Tater the tot?
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm going to sex that somebody.
Oh, you made a rhyme, too.
Yeah, I'm going to tater your tot.
Why the hell not?
Yeah, you ready?
Guys, please wish my...
Hang on, I'm not. Let me get a glass of water.
Please wish my much older sister, Lurch, pronounced Yvonne, a happy birthday. Can Miles give her an inspirational quote? Much love from your younger brother, Johnny. All right, let's see here. So she's old. Okay. Yvonne? Happy birthday to someone who is old enough to remember what it was like to poop without a smartphone. All the Michaels, today is my dad's 51st trip around the sun. I want to wish him the happiest of birthdays, and thanks for being such a kick-ass dad. Can we celebrate this freak show by giving him a pep talk about getting older from Coach Ted and having two teenagers and an 8-year-old to look after and a big old Leroy Jenkins? Thanks, guys. You're the best, and we listen to the show every day. Love your favorite kid magic.
Let's do this.
I'll tell you what, that's tough. Two teenagers and an 8-year-old. Now, the good news is, Dad, you're getting there, right? Two teenagers are in high school, I'm assuming. So that's good. 8-year-old? Boy or girl, that's got to be your little buddy, because that's the only one at home kind of chilling with you. The other two are probably out. But just stay the course. Remember, whether they go to college or not, at 18, tell them to get the hell out of the house.
Yeah.
That's good advice. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. K-U-T-U-T-U.
Bitches.
Yaz and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom, and we appreciate it. Coming up here in minutes, we will drink a toast with the shot of the day. But first, I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Tate has tiny tents. Tate's tents tend to taunt tan tents. The tiny tents are Tate's.
Three times fast.
Tate has tiny tents. Tate's tents tend to taunt tan tents. The tiny tents are Tate's.
One.
Tate has tiny tents. Tate's tents tend to taunt tan tents. The tiny tents are Tate's.
Two.
Tate has tiny tents. Tate's tents tend to taunt tan tents. The tiny tents are Tate.
Oh! Big win at Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
That was a good one last night.
That was good, man. It turns out you spray lemon-scented Lysol straight to the back of the throat. Your creativity goes through the roof.
Took me 8 Advil to get rid of that headache. Unbelievable.
Those weren't Advil.
Some incredible tongue twisters. And rhymes and riddles for Ted versus the FCC. Lo and behold, we come in and we get a listener.
Son of a bitch. I'd have gone to bed so much earlier.
Son of a
bitch.
This one says, guys, I needed to get one last shot in. This winning streak needs to come to an end. I cannot tell you the drug cocktail I took for this one. I smuggled them in my rear end over the border. This is from our head writer, Sir Jolly Joe. And he leaves you with something like this, Ted. You ready?
All right.
Oh, by the way we play this is one time through, three times fast.
Thank you.
I love to sniff my quaint, cute country cousin's cut continuously, counting why she shyly sits, shifting, citing short city stories. The way that we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
You can do it.
Sure about this one. I love to sniff my quaint, cute country cousin's cut continuously counting while she slyly sits shifting, citing short city stories.
Three times fast.
I love to sniff my quaint, cute country cousin's cut continuously counting while she shyly sits shifting, citing short city stories.
One!
I love to sniff my quaint, cute country cousin's cut continuously counting while she shyly sits shifting, citing short city stories.
Two!
I love to sniff my quaint, cute country cousin's cut continuously counting while she shyly sits shifting, citing short city stories.
Whoa. Bitches, you are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launcher online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Hot Dog on a Stick has teamed up with Cheetos to create Flamin' Hot Cheeto Sticks.
Why were we just talking about Hot Dog on a Stick?
Yes, we were talking about uniforms.
I just found out about it for the first time.
Oh, God, right. Yeah, I've never heard of this place either.
Now they're making Hot Flamin' Hot Cheetos Sticks.
Well, to be honest with you, they only had... Because I went, always got to look at the menu. Got to find out what the place is about.
He's not kidding.
They have corn dogs on a stick. They have cheese corn dogs on a stick. They have fries in a bucket, and they have like a churro.
Cheese fries in a bucket?
No cheese fries.
Aren't they famous for their lemonade or something, too?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, they're like dicks. They've got maybe eight items
total. It's an old school joint.
Nice.
On the menu.
See, I like that. I like the simplicity. I will say this. I love Cheetos. I'm a little bitch when it comes to heat, so I don't eat the Flaming Hot ones. But sometimes it's like, can we get more just Cheeto flavors?
It doesn't have to be.
The Cheetos are just fine by themselves.
The thing is that Flaming Hot Cheetos are having a tear right now. It's really popular on TikToks and all that.
But they should offer both. I mean, like, look, if you get wings, right? You want mild, you want hot.
Sure.
Like, we got Cheeto covered, we got Flaming Hot Cheeto.
Right.
That's all, man. I'm getting old and this ass hurts. But that said, I'm beginning to realize that crushed up Cheetos are pretty much good on anything that's savory. Right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah. Like, if you have something savory and you roll it in Cheeto dust, it's still going to be worth trying.
But when Doritos hooked up with Taco Bell and they made the Doritos Locos Taco, they went with the one that everybody can enjoy, the nacho cheese. It might not be your favorite. I'm a Cool Ranch guy myself. I was stoked when they came out with the Cool Ranch. It didn't really work with the taco all that much.
Somehow, the best baked macaroni and cheese I've ever had was all the Cheeto crumbles on top of the entire thing.
Wow, it's life changing.
Yeah,
man.
Baby.
So good.
And maybe, I mean, look, I hate to admit it, but maybe I just got old. Everybody in their 20s likes Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
They do, and I get it, but as old people would like to enjoy the Cheetos, too, without hurting so much.
I still like a cheese ball, just a basic old cheese ball.
Miles, didn't you have the giant Cheeto? Didn't somebody get you some?
The giant Cheeto?
The Utz giant thing?
No. Remember Burger King had, like, giant...
Oh, yeah, I've had those.
Yeah,
they were great.
It was like a giant fried Cheeto, or like, was it like mac and cheese inside of a
Cheeto? It was like a Cheeto stick or something.
Cheeto, yeah.
A Cheeto stick.
Yeah. All right.
I was very jealous when I saw that on Twitter.
Damn. A new survey from an international dating app asked 2,000 people what the most attractive accent is. Now, granted, this is international. This is global. This isn't just here in the U.S. So what is the most attractive accent in the world?
For a language.
For a language, yeah.
I would say either Italian or French.
Italian or French, not a bad call. Mr. Hill.
Wait. Spanish, but I'll say from Spain.
All right. Ted, any guesses?
You know, I think I'm with Miles. I think it's Italian. Yeah, I'll go somewhere on the Riviera.
The most attractive accent in the world, bringing pride to my people, the people of Scotland.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Really? Somebody got that wrong.
No, they did not. It's a sexy, fine accent right there.
I'll tell you who I struggle
with. It's not bad. I will say, like, it ain't bad, right? I ain't kicking down. I'm kicking you out of bed, but if it's a woman with a Scottish accent, like, just keep
I would
talking.
Just go the original British accent before I would do Scottish.
But wait, it depends. Man. Are you talking Adele or are you talking, right? Because there's a difference.
Yeah, there is.
Between Kate Middleton speaking London English and Adele speaking Cockney.
Give me Kate Middleton.
Yeah, Adele's tough for me, man. Beautiful singing voice, horrible talking voice.
I'd fight through it.
No, I get it. And look, I love it. I'm sure she's awesome to hang out with, right? But, like, I don't know, man, her voice just like...
It is.
What am I... Like, who am I listening to?
I told you, the one I could not take, and I've said it before, the beautiful, drop-dead, gorgeous chick, friend of mine from back in Baltimore, she had a Brooklyn accent. I mean, thick Brooklyn. She off the boat Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ruined everything. Like, you look at her, and just stunning. And then she talks, man, and she sounds like an MMA fighter that's about to beat your ass.
There's a gal that I follow on TikTok from Scotland, and she is absolutely hilarious. I laugh my ass off every time I listen to her. Mainly because I need to use the closed captions, because she sounds like she's gargling marbles the entire time.
All right,
I have
no idea.
I can't understand a word she's saying.
And they're speaking English, but, man, it is tough to understand Scottish people.
Yes. There's a restaurant in Australia called Karen's Diner that boasts rude staff and poor service and says, quote, complain until the cows come home because we literally do not care.
Good.
So it's basically a Karen's worst nightmare restaurant. Yes, our staff are awful and our service sucks. Go ahead, complain.
What was the famous one? Dick's Last Resort or something? They were like in like the Carolinas and stuff, and that was the whole thing. The staff was rude to you.
They have one in Vegas. When I was there for the Ravens-Raiders game, it was in our casino. People I'm with, they're like, oh, dude, we got to go here. And I'm walking by, and it's manufactured aggression, but obviously the people you hired are truly aggressive in the real nature.
Sure.
And I was like, no. And like, dude, it'll be fine. I said, look, I was seriously very, very hungover. I'm like, I'm going to end up in a fight. because I know it's manufactured, and I'm just not in the mood for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not that. It's fine. So we sat at the bar, and it's funny. If you're at the bar, they treat you well. If you're sitting at a table, yeah, they just berate the living hell out. In fact, that's where we were when my wife sent you that picture, Mike.
Oh!
The hat.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, that's the play.
Pete Carroll's my...
Pete Carroll makes me wet or something like that.
Yeah. Moist. Moist. That was
I would struggle at that place, too.
Again, at the
bar,
it wasn't
bad. Well, you can't flip them ass back, right?
Well, I'm sure you can.
You can. Like I said, just where my mind was at the time, like, I am struggling.
Right.
It's beyond a hangover. It's like alcohol poisoning.
It was going to be more aggressive than they deserved.
Right. The idea of someone screaming at me right now, even if it's ingest, is a bad idea.
Right. There's a website that lets you ask questions about ethics, and its AI programming will give you judgment on it. So basically...
Oh, God, I want a computer to tell me about my human behavior.
Yeah, right.
And then judge me on it.
That's what we need. What's that, Ted?
Yeah, and that's a tough line. My ethics might be completely different than somebody else's.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You bet, man.
Well, the computer will just tell you if you're logical with your ethical pursuit.
Are you guys ready to feel old yet?
We already do.
Tomorrow marks the 20th anniversary of the iPod.
Damn. And it's already like a
obsolete.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's already in the rearview mirror, man. It doesn't make calls. Shoot. Get it out of here.
Then do nothing.
When they first released it, we were in Baltimore, and they gave us two so that we could talk about it and all that. And I remember they gave us like a quick explanation of what it was. I got home. I looked at my girlfriend at the time, and I said, do you want this? And she was like, oh, my God, absolutely. I said, it involves computers. I don't care.
Right.
Now I look back, and I get the error of my ways, but at the time, I'm like, wait, what?
Right.
I got to download what now?
Say what?
Yeah, now.
What do I do with all my CDs?
Yeah, come on. I got all these CDs here. They'll never go out of style.
Ted, what's the big selling point of Carl's Jr. and Hardee's? What type of burger that they have that stands out from everybody else?
They got that thick burger.
They got that third-pound burger, right? What's the big problem with that third-pound burger? Nothing at all, but here's the thing. A&W is selling a 3/9-pound burger.
Uh-huh.
Right. Because they're challenging Americans on how good at math they are.
Right, because remember, when they did it originally, nobody bought it.
Because
right.
They thought it was...
Lost in a quarter pounder.
They released a one-third burger, essentially. All right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a third of a pound.
But a quarter's one-fourth.
And they charge the same price as the quarter pound. Not to say our school systems are failing, but if you can't piece that together, you have a serious goddamn mathematical issue. Anyway, the average American was like, well, it's a quarter pounder, though. That has more meat. So, like,
four is bigger than three.
That was it. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It is amazing. Take this circle, split it into three pieces. Now split it into four pieces. Which one has the bigger piece?
But no one can figure it out. I mean, I get it if kids couldn't, but I'm like, these are adults paying for this.
Right.
And your argument is that they're giving you less food. You need to go back to school, man.
A new study found that men with dogs in their pictures on dating sites are more likely to want to settle down.
Come on.
They want to meet your dog, not you.
Listen. Right. Mike, we had this conversation in the office earlier.
Yes, we did.
Just going to throw it out there. Bull ass. The guy took the picture with his dog. Wants you to know his dog, because dogs get chicks. That's the beginning and end of the whole goddamn thing.
They're probably going to settle that because they already have some responsibility.
I understand exactly where you are, and that is the beauty of the plan, is that it's so eloquent, it seems so simple, but everything's an ulterior motive. Ladies, understand, the guy has a dog and he chooses to put it in the picture. It's like a dating site?
That's his tactic.
Right, that's a tactic to get ass. It doesn't mean that he doesn't want to settle down, but understand, before he settles down, he wants to tap that ass. Make no mistake.
Yeah.
It's the same reason chivalry exists. I want to, and I'm not going to spoil this for you, ask yourself why we would always let you walk in front of us. Why I will open this door, why I will pull out and push in this chair for you. What do you legitimately think?
Why I put your coat on for you?
Right.
And it doesn't mean that they're a bad person, and they're only in it for the one factor. That is still a very major factor that drives him.
That's why that dog's in the picture.
That's right.
That is specifically it has. I mean, like, come on, man.
If you're fishing, you don't throw a hook in the water. You put bait in there.
That's exactly it, man. Like I said, this is his profile picture for a dating website.
Right.
Like, I'm sure he's a great guy. Boy, yeah, he wants that ass.
The average person has saved 252 hours simply by not commuting during the pandemic.
Well, yeah.
All right, well, yeah.
How much money have they saved not having to pay for parking?
I filled up my tank the other day. That was a shock.
Right.
It's like, oh, golly, I've entered a new realm.
I got about an hour and 20-minute commute back and forth. Not in one direction, but all in all. So, sure. Yeah. That adds up after a while if you can work from
7.5 hours a week.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Ta-da. A third of people have ghosted someone before. Okay.
Some people are like, oh, you ghosted me. It's like, we went out 4 times. It's not ghosting you.
Right. You're not exclusive. You're both going out with other people.
It just didn't
work. It's not ghosting. Yeah. I just didn't call your ass.
A new survey found that the most stressful age is 36.
I was going to say, probably mid-30s.
Yeah. Makes sense. Because everyone's getting on your case. You should act more responsible, but you know your true self, which is, yeah, but I'm not.
Well, and heaven forbid you're not checking all the boxes that you need to at this age. Why aren't you married yet? Where's your kids? How come you don't have a house? How come you're not running the company yet?
Or it's the opposite end. You are married. You do have kids. You are running through the house.
And now you're stressed.
Sure.
It's your first marriage. You know, it's the tough one.
Right. So the extended family just badgering you isn't the point of your stress. Let's see. A new survey found 10 of the strangest things that people collect. To go on a little bit with the question of the day that we had here today. Does anybody here collect anything?
Decks of cards. I don't know why. It is what I do. Internationally, it's a weird obsession.
When I was a kid, I had a drawer full of Hot Wheels cars.
They're gone
by now, but I just remember. I don't even remember where they all doggone came from. I had a handful of different Lego sets, but I didn't think it justified the massive amount that I had in that drawer.
But what about now? Like, kids don't really collect things. Kids go through phases of stuff.
Sure.
Oh, trust me, I got a backlog of Pokemon cards for anyone goddamn wants them. As an adult, you realize, like, I actually collect this because I don't play with this. I don't need this. It wasn't a Christmas. Like, I actually went out and spent my money on this thing that I'm going to look at.
Right.
And it's not a TV.
Any collections there, Miles, Ted?
I collect challenge coins.
Oh, yeah.
So if somebody's nice enough to give me one, I keep them.
Hell yeah, man.
Miles? Golf balls, so I can remember the course I play. And then yardage books, so I can remember how to play there.
Fantastic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So here's the 10 strange things that people collect. Number 10, carnivorous plants. I think that'd be cool. If I go to somebody's house, they got Venus flytraps sitting around, that's awesome.
What a Venus flytrap, the pitcher plant.
You almost want to leave a window open with no screen
just to have it. Absolutely.
I just want to take a fly, take his wings off, and then watch the plant eat it.
Well, not all of us are serial killers. Yeah. You know,
I'm just saying, why do you
have to rip the wings off?
Right? He's going to be in it, man.
The plant has figured out how to get it even when it's flying.
Because that fly said something he shouldn't have.
That fly's
he knows too much.
I don't even think your Venus flytrap would eat it. Like, oh, dude, he'd rip your wings off. I can't do this.
That ain't a fly. That's a rat. Right, and that's a bush. You're just torturing flies now.
Ted keeps throwing wingless flies out of plant. Eat it!
Oh, man. Number 9, old automotive parts. That was my neighbor growing up.
That's a strange one.
It depends how old they are.
Right.
I mean...
And if it's a specific part. You know, your hood ornaments and stuff like that. Okay, that makes some sense. But, like, hubcaps...
Well, I knew guys that collected those back in the day.
Yeah. 10 strange things that people collect. Number 8, living dead dolls.
Living dead...
I don't know what that means.
Like the movie Living Dead? Or the show Living Dead? Or
I guess. It just says living dead dolls.
I assume it's connected to something popular.
Look, I torture flies, but that's weird.
Number 7, swords of any kind. Oh, my cousin collects swords. Just a big weapons buff.
If you're a weapons person,
does he use them?
No, he just hangs them up.
Ooh. If I had a sword, I'd chop watermelons.
That's not a bad call, Ted. Yeah. You seen the guys
online that
chop like water bottles and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get down on it.
Fight.
Ted, why do you have 15 swords? Summer's coming. It's watermelon season, dog.
Who wants a slice?
Why is a sword so sticky?
Freedom!
You don't want to know where that sword's been.
Number six, frozen pizza packaging.
What?
Really?
I mean, sometimes they sit on my counter for a couple days.
All in a collection. That way you're not dirty.
As soon as it's a collection, it's time to make it go away.
Number five, gargoyles. Where do you find a gargoyle?
Mostly on buildings.
Right.
Older buildings will have them everywhere.
Like, do you just go to Facebook Marketplace and type in who's got a gargoyle?
You gotta go to one of those stores.
Gargoyle store?
Those stores. I don't know how to explain it.
Outdoor stores?
Like, your eccentric friend goes there, and, like, your mom and her friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got it.
It's where they get their weird trinkets and stuff. Like,
honestly,
it's like a stone gargoyle. But maybe it's growing up Catholic, but I know people that have gargoyles in their home.
We had a gargoyle in our backyard, and I have no freaking idea where that doggone thing came from.
If you go to a place that has lawn art, they have gargoyles everywhere.
Right. I don't get it.
Same with gnomes. You know what I mean? They're right there.
Gnomes are cool, though.
I haven't seen gnomes anywhere either. I don't know where people are getting their gnomes.
Oh, man, you got to walk the neighborhoods of Seattle. There are gnomes everywhere.
Well, I'm sure that's right. I've seen gnomes, but I don't know where they are in stores.
If you find one, buy it and give it to Ryan Castle's wife.
You go to a home and garden center where they have
outdoor
art.
He hates them. Yeah. She loves them. So we make it a point. Oh, yeah. Like Christmas or whatever, like, here you go.
Trust me, they're right beside the bird bath. They're right beside all the other lawn art.
Is she one of those that'll collect the gnome and know it by its name and know the family that they're in and they're part of the collection?
Mike, I'm going to be honest with you. She might.
Okay.
I don't have a conversation with her about the gnome.
Because I know that that's a community. Like, there are gnome people, and they know that this is, you know, Stephen Gnome, and he's part of the
maybe
Johnson family
my
of gnomes.
My pure joy of doing this, she might even be under the impression I do it because I like her. I'm honestly doing it to torture her husband.
Perfect.
Because he hates them.
Dude, my sister lives in South Baltimore, and she had a Washington football team gnome.
Oh,
right?
No.
Somebody smashed in the street.
Damn.
Took it right off her porch.
Strange things that Americans collect. Number four, dust.
Dust?
Right.
Mm. You need to move around, my man.
I have a fine collection on my shelves at home.
It says it's unclear if people meant this metaphorically, literally, or inadvertently.
Right.
But number three, portraits of Wolverine.
Of Wolverine?
Hey, if he's your favorite, man, you go for
it. The character.
Yeah. Number two, raccoons and penguin statues.
Yeah, all right.
No, not all right.
Hey, these are weird things.
This is my favorite one, and it is the number one strangest thing that somebody out there collects. I want to see it. Banana plants.
I used to have one.
Really?
Yeah.
But you only had one.
Like, does it grow bananas or?
No. It's an indoor plant. They're very popular. You know what? You've seen them.
What does it look like? Hold on.
It's got big leaves.
Is it just shaped like a banana? Like the trunk just curves or something?
No.
That?
It's just the name of the plant.
Is it a succubus or whatever?
A succubus?
A succubus?
Succulent.
It's like, you mean the... Never mind.
Oh, yeah. I might have one of these in my goddamn house.
Probably do. I'm serious. Yeah, Mike, it's...
Oh, wait a minute. I think my grandma used to own those. Got the big leaves on them? Yeah.
That's old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got one
it's
right
like
now.
It's like a knockoff palm tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. It's a banana plant.
We have palm trees at home.
It's a ghetto palm.
The state of Ohio has a new license plate design, but residents are noticing something a little off about it.
What is that, Mike?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now, but in the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.